After a torchlit march, the 300 or so Pegida supporters ended up at Denmark's most famous symbol, the Little Mermaid, singing a Norwegian song called Surrounded by Enemies. Next to the statue, a man held up the Danish flag and a sign saying, No fundamentalism here. Then scuffles broke out as some of the demonstrators caught sight of a handful of Muslims who'd been listening to the speeches. We're being attacked by the neo-Nazis, said one young Muslim, before being led away for his own safety by police. Go back to Gaza, screamed an old man. Go back to Gaza. But one of them was a Kurd.
Then he started pushing me and started pushing a friend. People are saying that they are here for demonstrating for freedom of speech, but they are pushing us and we can't even say anything that we want to.
A strong police presence ensured there was nothing more serious than the hurling of insults from anti-Pegida protesters who called the marchers racists.
I definitely don't see myself as racist. I just see that it's going to be like Denmarkistan instead of Denmark, and that we are going to be a minority in my own country if we don't do something about the borders and who we are letting in.
Islam don't bring any good to anyone. I can't mention one Islamic country where you have welfare, where you have democracy, where you have freedom of speech. And that's some values I would like to fight for.
At an earlier anti-racist rally, demonstrators held up placards saying refugees and Muslims were welcome in Denmark.
You know, there's not so many extremists, you know. But every time there is something, everyone is blamed. All Muslims are blamed. All Muslims have to explain themselves, and that's not fair.
Despite the relatively low turnout, the organizers claimed the rally was a success and plan to repeat the experience next week.